This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
The Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia, founded in 1993, the national model for bipartisan leadership training. It hosts two youth programs each summer, a college leaders program and a high school leaders program. And we are honored to have live in studio two of the members of the college leaders program class of 2009, Jessica Turner and Brian Marroquin. Jessica is from Christopher Newport University, lives in Virginia Beach, and Brian is a recent graduate of Virginia Commonwealth University, and you're from Arlington, is that right?
That's right.
Well, welcome to the studio. I'm glad you're both here.
Thank you for having us.
It's good to be here.
So let's talk about the College Leaders Program, which, of course, folks know I work at the Sorensen Institute during the day and am proud to hang my hat there. And this program is very unique in the nation. There's nothing else like it. So, Jessica, first I want to ask you, why Sorensen? I mean, I'm curious why somebody would go for 4 weeks out of their summer, a college student, to politics boot camp on grounds at the University of Virginia.
Well, at Christopher Newport University, I was very involved in partisan organizations. I've done a lot of volunteering for different campaigns in a specific party, and I wanted to actually experience a dialogue with people who believe the same things I do politically and people who disagree with me. I think actually getting to have that dialogue is what reaffirms what I believe and why I believe what I believe. So I really wanted to get that dynamic of being challenged in my views. And I heard about Sorensen from some friends and they told me that was the place to go.
Yeah, because these programs bring together people from both sides of the aisle, so it's not an echo chamber.
Right.
You find yourself in the room with people that you would really disagree with on
yes.
a host of issues. Has that been the case?
That has been the case. And, it's been a great opportunity to really see the logic behind their argument. And even though I don't agree with what they're believing, I may understand why they believe what they believe.
Yeah. Can you give me an example? Is there one particular issue that's come up that the class has particularly enjoyed discussing?
One that I can remember that was especially pertinent to my life was a discussion about health insurance. Of course, with the current healthcare reform that's being discussed, we were talking about whether or not the government should get involved in that. And I basically called myself out and was just like, I don't personally have health insurance and I'm okay with that. And it was kind of a spark for a lot of debate in the class. And I mean, I hope people understand why I take that issue, and I started to really understand why people believe that the government should get involved.
Even though you don't.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so it was a good chance to understand really what other people are thinking about that issue, because I have not gotten to have that conversation before.
Yeah. Jessica Turner is from Christopher Newport University. She lives in Virginia Beach, and she's a member of the College Leaders Program class of 2009 at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership. Brian Marroquin is also in studio. He's a graduate of Virginia Commonwealth University and a member of the College Leaders Program class of 2009. So, Brian, give us a little Brian 101, where you're from and why you wanted to spend a month studying politics in the middle of a beautiful summer.
Yeah, I thought it would be great to spend some time here in Charlottesville. I haven't spent too much time here. I went to VCU, just graduated, and while there, I majored in political science, concentrated in public policy and administration. But I thought being here over the summer, right after graduation, would actually be a great way to kind of pull everything together that I had learned over the years at VCU and in my extracurricular activities, and I interned at the state legislature. And it would be really great to not only get a comprehensive view of state and local politics in Virginia, but share that with other people that were just as excited or even more excited about it than I sometimes am.
Yeah. So tell me about the class. For folks who don't know what y'all do, mm-hmm. What have you done for the last month? Of course, y'all will graduate, of course, on Saturday mm-hmm. In a special ceremony. But how would you describe this class? Like when somebody says the Sorensen Institute College Leaders Program, what's that?
It's a lot of fun and a lot of hard work. It's a nonstop thing. That's what I think. The first thing that I think of we are always either in class with in a lecture but mostly I think what takes up our schedule is getting a bunch of different speakers coming in, whether that be a U.S. senator or someone working here in the community in Charlottesville, journalist, or it's just been really impressive to see the range of people that have come in and been really excited to talk to us because they really believe in what the Sorensen Institute does.
Any particular speaker that you'll always remember?
Well, actually, not to suck up too much, but I thought you were great. You came and talked to us a little bit about being on working with the media and things like that, and talking to other people in the class. We really appreciated your energy and how excited you are about what you do.
Much.
Yeah. So, but there's been we talked to Senator Warner. We went to Capitol Hill one day and Senator Webb. And that was really great. And it's just been exciting to see all the people coming in.
Brian Merrill-Keen is a member of the College Leaders Program class of 2009. Jessica Turner is also with us. Jessica, Brian mentioned going to D.C. Mm-hmm. Tell us about these field trips.
We've had 4 field trips thus far. We actually just got back yesterday from going to Richmond, and then we went to the Virginia State Police Academy. We've gotten a chance to see some of Southwest Virginia, which I had never experienced before, never been down there, never really knew what it was like. Heard people talk about it. so that was very, very eye-opening.
So what did you think?
I was shocked, to be honest.
Really?
I mean, being from Hampton Roads, you kind of get caught up in the city life and what it's like there. And I guess I never really thought about what it's like in Southwest Virginia, where it's not as populated. They're facing record numbers of unemployment, things like that. It was really eye-opening to realize, that my little bubble of Hampton Roads is not the only thing in the Commonwealth.
Yeah, yeah. Any other field trips? Any other place you went that was eye-opening for you?
Going to the correctional facility while we were in Southwest Virginia was particularly eye-opening. I've done some work in the legal field before and never really, I always saw prior to court, those types of getting ready to go to trial things, but never really saw where those people go afterwards, and to really get to see what it's like for them to live there, and the day-to-day life of a correctional facility was very eye-opening.
For folks who are listening who may not know, the College Leaders Program actually tours a correctional facility. You literally go inside a prison.
Yes.
And just not one room. I mean, you walk around, they give
right.
you the tour.
Yes.
So what was that like? Was it? Now, I've done that before. I've done that mm-hmm. a couple of times. And I will tell you, every time I'm a 43-year-old man. I will tell you, every time I was really nervous, even though I knew I was totally safe.
Yeah.
But you can't help but be like,
right.
just really, on edge. I'm in a prison.
Yeah. And I mean, we went down to the hall where they're in segregated rooms. So they're basically, just living in the cell by themselves for having, certain infractions while they're at the facility. And I've felt, the exact same thing, very nervous, kind of, what are they going to say to me? Are they going to be looking at me? Kind of, but you really experience how they're living and what it's like to be there.
Yeah. What did you learn being in there?
It almost made me very sad. I mean, to see kind of these people have made a mistake and, some of them, yes, maybe repeat offenders, but some of them, honestly made a mistake, maybe wrong place, wrong time, and now are serving their debt to society in this manner. And it broke my heart to see some of these people who, you never know what they could have done with the rest of their life. Never know what they're going to do, if they do get out and get back into society. And that was the way I looked at it, kind of the potential in each individual that was there.
Yeah, yeah. Jessica Turner is a student at Christopher Newport University and a member of the College Leaders Program class of 2009 here at the Sorensen Institute for Political Leadership at the University of Virginia. Brian Merrill-Keen is a graduate of Virginia Commonwealth University. He's from Arlington. He's also with us. Brian, you were the subject of a recent mini documentary on the NewsHour on PBS. Tell us about that.
Yes, I've been volunteering at VCU in Richmond for an organization called National Student Partnerships. Basically, what they do is they run resource centers staffed by college student volunteers, and they really build on the strengths that college students have, just being aware of how to use a computer and how to find out about different resources in the community, and pair people up with members in the community that just need some guidance and some direction maybe with some of the issues that they're dealing with, primarily low-income individuals in the community. I took a job with them starting in August in their D.C. office, and what I think the NewsHour was interested in was to ask me how I came upon that decision, how maybe the economic situation right now in the U.S. has affected that decision, because I think it's a reflection of a lot of college students being interested in service work after college instead of the usual route to a private job.
Now, I find this so fascinating. This is so interesting to me because I can tell you, as a high school graduate in 1984 and a college graduate in 88, that was not the case. In fact, it was just the opposite. Everybody's talking about law school and med school and, you know, what can we do to make as much money as possible in the private sector? I didn't know anybody that I was graduating with from the College of William & Mary who was talking about going to work in the nonprofit field. I didn't know one. And so tell me about this, because for folks who don't know, this is actually very common now among young people graduating from college today. They want to work in, you know, government work. Mm-hmm. They want to work in some field of public service, nonprofit work. Where did that come from? What do you think is going on?
Well, I think, you know, a lot of students are seeing that maybe they do have the opportunity to go to law school and do some other things. But even by putting it off a couple years, they gain a really invaluable experience by being connected to their community. And the opportunities are there. You know, you saw just in this past election the involvement of young people and how much difference it makes. And I think that's what I really enjoyed about the organization I was in National Student Partnerships. It's actually now called LIFT. I felt like I was making an impact just every day that I was there. And I think that's reflected in a lot of different students graduating now.
Jessica, do you think that's one of the reasons why so many people your age want to be involved in public service and nonprofit work? Because every day you can go, you can leave work knowing, I made a difference today. I didn't just push papers around. I actually, you know, affected someone's life very positively today.
I agree with what Brian's saying, that, you know, it is about seeing that result, and a lot of it is personal attachment. You know, you're not only putting roots, you know, getting a place to live, you're in the community, but you're actually seeing how what you're doing affects the people you live with. And I think that's something that our generation enjoys. Like it or not, you know, we grew up in an age of instant gratification, and in this case, it's a good thing because we do get to see, you know, I went to work today and helped these people, you know, get a job or look for jobs. It's a lot more rewarding than, like you said, going straight to an office where it may take months and months of working on one project before you really see the results of that.
Yeah.
I think our generation is really looking for that kind of instant gratification, but in, you know, a community engagement-oriented way.
Interesting. Jessica Turner and Brian Marroquin are members of the College Leaders Program class of 2009. Brian, your thoughts on the program as you're leaving, as you're preparing to graduate on Saturday. I'm wondering what you'll take with you about this experience.
Just, you know, a lot of funny moments, a lot of great people that I've met, and an appreciation for the role of government and people that want to serve in the public domain, not just through government. We were talking about nonprofits and even you know, people in the private sector that want to make an impact in their communities. I really appreciate now how you can maybe disagree about an approach or an issue, but if you have respect and a desire to really get to a solution, then people will do that. And we here in the College Leaders Program have really enjoyed each other's company. And I think we'll keep those friendships for a long time.
Yeah. Jessica, any parting thoughts?
I do agree. You know, and like I said before, it's been an amazing dialogue between both sides of the aisle. One of the things that I like the most is, you know, the fact that we can be in class or be at home after class and talk about politics, current events, and kind of rag on each other for, you know, your political views are this way, mine are this way. You know, we crack jokes on each other, but it's in good fun, and we can still have an intellectual conversation. You know, and I know that as I get older and get more and more involved in politics, my classmates are going to be doing the same thing. You know, I hope I see them, you know, anywhere along the way. And if it's across the aisle, I'll at least know that, you know, we had this in common. We both believe in a bipartisan, nonpartisan effort, and we're willing to listen to each other's logic behind the arguments and not just the emotional kind of argument of politics.
That emotion that can often short-circuit a real discussion about politics, because people are so quick to stereotype somebody who disagrees with them or, you know, demonize somebody that you disagree with. You now have friends across the aisle.
Right.
And I think, so our advice to politicians is come over to Charlottesville for a month, hang out at Sorenson Institute. Things will be a little better.
There you go. Jessica Turner and Brian Marroquin, members of the College Leaders Program class of 2009. Congratulations to you both, and thanks for being here.
Thank you very much for having us.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.